From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Taking inventory of the wild things that abound isn't something you get to do every day. The Global City Nature Challenge hopes you'll grab the chance later this month. More than 150 cities worldwide are taking part in the friendly competition. Regional organizer Mara Duffy, conservation project manager at the National Aquarium, says data collection for a project like this goes beyond what scientists can do on their own.
The strength of having a citizen science event like this is we have a lot more people getting involved in this, so more eyes out there in the Baltimore metro area looking for wildlife.
Plus, a Stoop story about the upside of bed bugs. It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Can you spot the differences between a chipping sparrow and a white-throated sparrow? What about wool grass compared to yellow Indian grass? If you don't know the distinctions, would you like to learn? The opportunity to hone your citizen scientist skills is coming later this month. You can play a role in collecting data in the 2019 Global City Nature Challenge, April 26th through the 29th. Here to tell us about the friendly competition and how to participate is Mara Duffy, conservation project manager at the National Aquarium. The National Aquarium is the regional organizer of the City Nature Challenge and is also an underwriter of WIPR. Welcome to the show, Mara.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is the City Nature Challenge?
So the City Nature Challenge started back in 2016 as a friendly competition between the cities of LA and San Francisco. So really the goal of this challenge, when it started between those two cities, was to have a competition to see which city could find the most wildlife in their area, identify the most species, and engage the most people. So really, it's about getting out there, having people engage with the urban nature that's around them, and also just having a better awareness of that wildlife that's out there. Especially with cities, a lot of times you don't think of cities as a haven for wildlife, but in reality, there's quite a lot of species that are out there. So this challenge is about bringing more awareness to that.
How did it go from a competition between a Northern California city and a Southern California city to something that is global and involves Baltimore?
So that first year that they did the challenge was such a huge success that other cities heard that it had happened and wanted to do the same. So that first year after it was just the two cities, it grew to be national. And then the year after that, it grew to be international, and it's been that way ever since.
So that was like 3 years ago. How can people participate locally?
Baltimore is one of the cities participating this year in the City Nature Challenge. So there's a few different ways that you could get involved. The first is just making observations on iNaturalist on your own.
So I'm sorry, what is iNaturalist?
So iNaturalist is a citizen science app that you can have on your phone. There's also a website. And that's the place where all of the wildlife observations are going to be captured for the City Nature Challenge so they can keep track of who's winning.
So one way to participate is to download this app called iNaturalist onto your phone and use it to take pictures of things.
Exactly.
Record things. Okay.
Yep.
What else?
You can also attend an event. There's lots and lots of events happening in the Baltimore metro area during the 4 days.
What kind of events?
Some are BioBlitz events, so going to a park, for example, and doing a really intensive survey of all the species that live in that particular location. And that's usually guided by experts. So you have wildlife experts with you kind of walking you through that process and helping to find species. There's also a lot of different bird walks going on, plant walks, that sort of thing. So all events that are guided by wildlife experts to help you go through the green spaces in this area and find those species that we're looking for.
So if you could just go out with this iNaturalist app and do it yourself, what is the argument for taking part in an event?
So I think that it's really beneficial to attend these events with experts. They sort of just look at the world in a different way. So with this challenge, we're really hoping that people will, in a way, what we call put on your nature eye. So just looking at these spaces or these sidewalks that you might walk every day, but just looking at it in a different way and seeing those little flowers in the cracks of the sidewalk or the bird that's flying by that you might be missing otherwise. So just a greater awareness of the natural world that's around us, even in these urban, dense cities. And having the most people that we can involved in this, the better. So one of the big goals of this challenge is to help us collect urban biodiversity data. If we only have traditional scientists collecting that data, there's just not enough of us and not enough time to capture all the wildlife species that live in this area. So really the strength of having a citizen science event like this is we have a lot more people getting involved in this. So more eyes out there in the Baltimore metro area looking for wildlife.
Before we leave this iNaturalist app, is it easy to use?
Yeah, we've found the iNaturalist app is really an excellent tool, both for folks that don't have any identification experience with wildlife, and also people that are very familiar with it. iNaturalist, when you snap a photo, the app will then give you suggestions on what it thinks that species is right away. So it takes out a lot of that guesswork of, well, I don't really know where to start for the identification. So it will at least put things into categories for you of, well, it's a duck or this kind of bird or this kind of tree. So the iNaturalist app really helps to bridge that gap between not having any idea what this plant might be to giving you a list of suggestions. And it's also really a social network as well. There's lots of wildlife experts that use the iNaturalist website and they'll go and identify things for you. So there's no need to be worried or embarrassed that you don't know what something is. Either the app or the other users of iNaturalist will be able to identify it for you.
And you can photograph anything?
Yeah, really anything's fair game for the challenge. So birds count, insects, plants, fish, fungi, any animal or living thing, as long as it's wild, is what counts for the City Nature Challenge.
As long as it's wild.
Yes.
So you wouldn't photograph, say, a pansy in your garden?
Yeah, more so like your dog and your cat are things we want to avoid for the challenge. But yeah, really the focus is on the wildlife.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Mara Duffy, Conservation Project Manager at the National Aquarium, about ways to participate in the 2019 City Nature Challenge. So the dates of this City Nature Challenge stretches over 4 days. Do you need to take part in all 4 days?
No, really it's flexible. So you could just take one photo on the app and upload it, and that's great. Or you could spread it out over the 4 days and go outside every day and participate. It's really up to you.
What is the purpose of collecting this data? Why do we care so much?
So we're really interested in this data because typically with cities, urban biodiversity is an area that's kind of been ignored on the research side. When you think of biodiversity research, you think of things like wildlife refuges or big parks, but this is helping us to fill in the gaps of that research. So if there wasn't research in cities before, this is helping us to fill in those gaps so that we do have urban data for those areas.
How will the data be used?
So the data will be shared with the Global Biodiversity Information Facility, as well as the Encyclopedia of Life. And both of those are tools that are used by land managers, both in this area and nationwide.
I'm still getting my mind around finding wild things in cities. I mean, why cities? Can you really find wild things in cities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Baltimore participated in this challenge last year, and in those 4 days of the challenge last year, we found almost 1,000 species just from people going out in their backyards and that sort of thing. So there's plenty out there. Just as I was saying, it's about putting on those nature eyes and seeing what's there.
Were there any surprises last year?
Sure, yeah. Since it was our first year participating, we really didn't know what we were going to find last year. So We thankfully were able to find 20 threatened or endangered species that were in the Baltimore metro area, which was really great. Again, often you don't think of those things existing in cities, but they are here. So knowing that and having data to back that up is something really valuable to us. We also found a few rare species as well. There was a species of fern that had only been documented in Baltimore a handful of times before, and we found it right along the Jones Falls. And there was also a tricolor bat that we found in Lincoln Park in Baltimore, which is likely to be listed on the endangered species list. So we definitely have those rare threatened and endangered things. So knowing that they're here gives us the tools to know where those habitats are and take steps to protect those areas where they live.
Do you have a sense of the profile of who took part last year? Young, old, where they live?
Really across the board. It was heavy Baltimore City participation last year, but this does cover the entire metro area. It's not just the city itself. So Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Harford, Howard, and Queen Anne's counties all count towards this. So we'd love to see a larger spread into those other counties for this year's challenge. And we have a lot of different organizations that are participating this year. The National Aquarium is the one coordinating for all of the Baltimore metro area, but there's almost 40 different organizations that are helping us with this. So colleges, nonprofits, the zoo, parks are all really taking a part in this to host events or train folks on iNaturalist and just helping out with the challenge and helping us get all of those observations that we're looking for.
What are your goals for this year's challenge?
Baltimore finished in the top 25 cities last year, so I'd love to do that again. This year there's about 160 cities competing worldwide, so we'd love to finish top 20 again. Would love to have a few more species identified than last year, so I'd like to break that 1,000 number. And we're definitely looking to get more people involved as well. So there were just about 600 people that participated last year, so we'd love to have more folks come out. It's really fun. We really like having people out there participating in this, so want to spread the fun.
What would you like participants to get out of taking part?
I'd really like people to walk away from this having positive experiences with the nature around them. Oftentimes people just don't get outside as often as we used to, especially children, so we'd love to see more folks outside during this challenge. Also a greater familiarity and comfortable with wildlife in the area. Just having a better understanding and therefore an appreciation for all the species that we're lucky to have here in Baltimore.
I really appreciate you telling us about it. Thank you.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for having me so much.
Mara Duffy is Conservation Project Manager at the National Aquarium, the regional organizer of the 2019 Global City Nature Challenge, which takes place from 12:01 a.m. on April 26th to 11:59 p.m. on April 29th. The National Aquarium is also a WIPR underwriter. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we have a link to more information about events and how you can participate in the City Nature Challenge. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. After the break, a Stoop Story. Stay with us for that.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.